Hello?
Hi, Miss Crazy. Sorry, I'm not sure what happened then. I think I might have been asleep.
I know, I haven't got a clue. I don't know how to work mobile phone, you know what I mean?
Right, not to worry. So I'll carry on from where we were up to, okay? So obviously I've got to explain that there's no guarantee of success with these applications because the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, okay? A discretionary basis. So they essentially make the ultimate decision on whether you receive any compensation. Is that okay?
Okay.
So in terms of instructing MMA, what we do is we will consider whether you're eligible for the scheme, which it appears you are. We will gather and review all the necessary evidence we need to support your application, okay? We will do all the communications with the scheme on your behalf. When a final offer is eventually made by the scheme, we will then provide you with independent legal advice on that offer. We'll explain about the statutory waiver, which I'll go into more detail in a few moments. And we'll also assist you with any reconsideration or review process, essentially, if we feel the scheme have erred in their decision. Oh. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah. And then, so a statutory waiver, I'll explain that to you now. So when an offer is made by the scheme, you have to sign something called a statutory waiver. So all that means is essentially if you accept the payment from them, you're signing away your right to sue any of the institutions in civil court. Does that make sense?
That just makes sense, actually.
Right. Okay, so when you first signed up to the conditional fee agreement, you should have been told about the 14-day cancellation period. So essentially... In the first 14 days when you sign up to the CFA, you can cancel for any reason whatsoever in the initial 14 days. Were you informed that at the outset or did you read that in the conditional fee agreement?
Probably told that.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. So also we need identification on our file just for our anti-money laundering checks. So what I need is, do you have any photographic identification?
Or a passport?
Yeah. Do you have a passport?
Yes.
Great. And then we also need proof of your address. So just a letter from an organisation. It could be a council. It could be a bill letter. It's just got to be dated within 3 months of today's date. So what I'll do is I'll send you an email following this call just with some information as to what we need, okay?
Cool. Oh, another phone gone. Oh, wait a minute.
It's okay. Take your time.
Hello? Alright, I'll see you in a bit.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Right, so under the scheme, there's different types of payments that can be made. So there's a fixed payment of £10,000, and essentially that payment is limited to £10,000. You will not get a penny more. However, there is also the individually assessed payment, which is what we will be assisting you with, and that's a payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel, and the level of compensation you receive is just dependent on the level of abuse, the nature of abuse, and the impact it's had upon you. Does that make sense?
That just makes sense, actually.
Right. Okay.
No,
great.
I've got memory problems, eh? I had a head injury when I was younger, my memory's not that good.
Right, well, I'm going to come on to your health in a moment. So you said you've got memory problems, you suffered a head injury.
17 head injuries I suffered.
Right. And this head injury, did you suffer this during care?
Well, a couple of them did. No, the bad one, but that was in my mum's care.
Right. And was this due to physical abuse, this head injury?
Aye.
Right, okay. I've got to ask you, Norma, it's just for our safeguarding checks. Do you take any recreational drugs?
What's that?
Do you take any illicit substances?
No. Don't drink. Don't smoke.
You don't drink or smoke either?
Nope.
Okay. No. And I do have to ask this. Have you ever had any thoughts of self-harm or have you ever attempted to take your own life?
I did. A long time ago.
Mm.
Well, about 10 years, 4 years, 5 years maybe.
Right, okay.
It's just when I get too anxious, my anxious level goes up and that's what happens.
Right, I understand. So I just need some further information now in relation to the relevant institutions. Your GP practice, are you registered with a GP practice?
Yes.
What's it called, their GP practice?
It's a longhouse.
Longhouse Medical Practice. And whereabouts is that in Edinburgh?
Yes, East Trinity Road.
73E Trinity Road. Perfect.
74.
Right, okay. I've got that up in front of me, the Longhouse Surgery. That's great. Because what we do is we will make requests to all these relevant institutions just to get copies of your data. We will then use that data to support your application. Does that make sense?
That does.
Great. Okay. And I've got your parents' names. Sometimes some of these institutions need some further information. And we've got your parents' names down as Anthony. Yeah, I know they're there, but sometimes they still need the information. So we have Anthony Grady and a Mary Grady.
That's one.
Right, okay. That's perfect. And have you got any criminal convictions at all?
Me? No.
Oh, right, okay.
No.
I do apologise. No offences intended whatsoever. I have to ask these questions.
I know,
okay. Obviously. Yeah.
Kill me.
Right, so what I'm going to do from this stage is we will get the application submitted to the Scottish Redress Scheme, okay? It'll probably be a few weeks before we hear back from them, and then hopefully we hear back from them that your application's been accepted. At that stage, what we will do is we will request all of the relevant information from the providers and the institutions, and then once we've got all that evidence at hand, we will then arrange a conversation with
the institutions demolished.
So we make requests to something called the National Records of Scotland. So essentially, think of it of a big archive storehouse which keeps copies of all these records. We will be able to get copies of them. So have you got any questions to me, Norma? Do you not understand anything?
Because my sister did the same thing.
Was your sister in care as well?
We all were.
Yeah, and did your sister suffer any abuse?
She did.
Yeah, well, of course, we can assist your sister. Do you want to speak to your sister first, or do you want to just give me a detail? If you speak to your sister, and then I'm going to email you following this conversation anyway with the identification requirements. Okay. So you can just give me a contact details, and of course, we'll be happy to assist her, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank
you. So is there any more information you need from me? Do I need to re-explain anything? Do you understand who we are and what we're doing for you?
Yeah.
Perfect, Norma. So what I'll do is I'll get your case processed from this stage, give us a few weeks to hear from the Scottish Redress Scheme, and then we'll give you an update as soon as we've got one. But I'll send you an email following this call just so you can send me your ID and your proof of address. Okay.
All right. Cool. Thanks very much.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye now.